early this year.
Sess Vanderhoff Regional Sales Manager Nick Revere says the sugar beet crop is widely variable across the Red River Valley.
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place. We started out with challenges. You know, the Northern Valley got in a little bit earlier. The Moorhead District got their planting done a little bit ahead of everybody else. The center of the valley we struggled with last year, and so the planting dates maybe a little bit later than we wanted. But then we did get a few tap acres, so we planted about 408,000 acres.
Revere says the recent heat and the moisture will cause some disease issues.
And with this extreme heat, you know, the ground's going to get heated up, so we're going to start looking for some root rot issues. The other thing is that a lot of this crop is getting closer and closer to canopying the row. And so we're going to start seeing some cercospora issues that we have to start looking for. So those are the kind of the disease issues that we should be starting to scout for.